In the NHL, Daniel Paillet scored in the second period and the Bruins blanked the Hawks 2-0.
And then another try. Score! It is Paillet! 1-0!
A sound courtesy of ESPN. The game was scoreless until Paillet tallied 2 minutes and 13 seconds into the middle period, 2 nights after providing the overtime goal in Boston's 2-1 victory at Chicago. Patrice Bergeron doubled the Bruins' lead with 5 minutes and 55 seconds left in the period. Moving over to baseball news, Dylan Gee was 2 outs from a 4-hit shutout until Freddie Freeman launched a walk-off, 2-run homer to give the Braves a 2-1 win over the New York Mets. Freeman finished a triple shy of the cycle after the start of the game was delayed almost 4 hours by rain. Elsewhere in the National League, St. Louis topped the Cubs 5-2, Philadelphia bested Washington 5-4, it was Cincinnati over Pittsburgh 4-1, Arizona fell to Miami 3-2, and San Diego won against San Francisco 5-3 in 13 innings. Checking the American League, the Red Sox were off yesterday and will open a series at Fenway today with a doubleheader against Tampa Bay. Detroit defeated Baltimore 5-1, and Max Scherzer is a perfect 10. The Detroit Tigers pitcher has improved to 10-0 by limiting Baltimore to a run and 7 hits, while striking out 10 in 6 innings of a 5-1 victory over Baltimore. Kansas City beat Cleveland 2-1, Texas 8, Oakland 7. The White Sox doubled up Houston 4-2, and the Angels won against Seattle 11-3. Checking hoops news, the NBA Finals could be over after tonight. The San Antonio Spurs will try to capture their 5th NBA title in Miami at 9. The Spurs lead that series 3-2, but if the Heat win, that will force a Game 7 Thursday night. Talks between the Boston Celtics and LA Clippers on a deal sending Doc Rivers and Kevin Garnett out west aren't totally dead. ESPN reports the deal remains in limbo as the two teams continue to negotiate. Finally, in soccer news, the U.S. men's soccer team will face Honduras tonight at 9. The match concludes a 3-game set of qualifiers for the 2014 FIFA World Cup. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.